This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the United States, the labor movement has embarked on a major new initiative which could see thousands of non-union workers brought into the labor movement. The initiative could be used as a model for new unionism around the world. Led by the country's largest labor federation, the AFL-CIO, the new initiative focuses on creative new action plans being put in place by labor organizations such as Working America and the Iron Workers Union. The activities of Working America and the Iron Workers were announced at a media conference attended by the president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, Karen Nussbaum, the executive director of Working America, and Bernie Evers, the general vice president of the Iron Workers. Here's Mr. Trumka.
It's been over a month since our convention in Los Angeles, and the hard work of broadening and building a more inclusive labor movement is currently underway. During the convention, we passed Resolution 5. That was a broad, inclusive, and effective labor movement, which recognized that the labor movement can no longer be limited to bargaining units, which are being defined more and more by outside forces, nor can it be limited to single workplaces. It has to be a vehicle of change for all workers. But resolutions and convention commitments are nothing but paper unless they're put into action. That's why I'm so excited about the effort by Working America to involve millions more workers, and why I'm so committed to supporting that work. Now, we're also moving on other fronts as well. Already, we've announced an unprecedented partnership with United Students Against Sweatshops, the first of its kind. That partnership is a way to build alliances with students and multiply our power by working together, whether it's on global solidarity campaigns or getting young activists involved with local organizing efforts on and around their campuses. And we're also escalating our work with worker centers. Today, we're announcing Working America's new effort to dramatically expand efforts in all 50 states to represent workers who don't have a union on the job. An effort to do exactly what we laid out at convention. And part of this new effort includes an unprecedented look at organizing the South, an area of the country that we can't afford to ignore. This includes key states like North Carolina and Texas and others. Working families in this country are at a crossroads. Wages have fallen for more than a decade, which is almost unprecedented, and working men and women have seen both their economic power and their leverage in our society decline. If more workers are going to have a voice on the job and access to benefits that joining together collectively affords, then unions can no longer afford to do business as usual. Now, we have to do things differently, including opening up our doors and inviting any worker who wants to become part of our movement to join. And we have to partner with our allies and friends in new ways so that together we can turn things around for workers. That's why I'm excited to join Working America today to talk about the growth of Working America and its effort to reach new communities in new ways. For 10 years, Working America has been on the cutting edge of reaching out to working class Americans who share the values of the labor movement, who care about the same issues and want a voice, but aren't sure how to get involved. So many people in working class neighborhoods are hungering for a way to do something about the problem that they and others like them face. Now, I remember a great example. One of their canvassers went out to knock on a door and found a sign on the door that read, "No solicitors. Working America, welcome." Working America is truly the next frontier of the American labor movement. Every day, Working America canvassers talk to people who they say are fed up with conditions at work, fed up with politicians, and want to know how they can get involved. And they do powerful work in the field, winning over swing voters in elections, and we expect that to continue and expand in 2014. These are folks who are hurt by government shutdowns, harmed by jobs being shipped overseas because of bad trade and tax policies, and marginalized by politics that have favored wealthy corporations over average Americans. Every single day, working America is reaching out and giving these people a voice and empowering them. And now, working America is taking the trademark strengths that have built this community affiliate of the AFL-CIO into 3.2 million members, and it's going bigger.